We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Thank you very much. My friends, I've been skipping around a little bit in the book of Romans talking to you. Now, this is a very profound book. There are many very deep things here. But you know, I never let the deep things bother me very much. You know, somebody said to Mark Twain one time, said, the Bible, I can't understand much of it. And so that bothers me. He said, well, that doesn't bother me. He says, well, I do understand it bothers me. You know, we can get enough of it to give us, some of us, to give us trouble, to give us concern, to make us want to be sure about things. A man said, well, I don't believe all of this hereafter stuff. Well, suppose we folks are right in the interpretation. Suppose there is a heaven. Suppose there is a hell. Suppose when we die, we go somewhere, see? And undoubtedly we do. But suppose we do. Let's just suppose. Are you ready for it, see? What about, are you ready? Are you ready to die? You know, if you're not ready to die, you're not really ready to live. You're not ready to live like you ought to live now in this world. A man that's prepared to live, now I'm not talking about that has money. I mean a man that's prepared to live like a man ought to live in this world is prepared to die. Yeah. You're prepared for anything that comes. You're prepared for any emergency. If you're right with God. If you're not right with God, you're not prepared. Now take this verse here in Romans, a very deep verse. Ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption whereby you cry, Abba, Father. See? It's the spirit of adoption, see. I was once not a child of God. I once was not, I can say, our Father who art in heaven and not know what I was talking about. But now then, I have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we receive the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Isn't it a wonderful thing to be able to walk up to God and call God Father and know what you're talking about? Now, the Bible makes this so plain. We're children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Have you accepted Jesus? As many have received Jesus, he gave them the right to become children of God. Have you received him? Even they that believe on his name, that's what it means to receive him. Are you trusting him as your Savior? And you say, well, I'm not very religious. Well, you're probably more religious than you think you are. Religion is one thing, Christianity is another thing. It's every man's more or less a religious man. Every man has some sort of religion. Man's a religious animal, see. Yeah, oh yes, everybody has some sort of a God. Maybe you worship yourself. Maybe you worship your appetites. Maybe you worship your desires. Maybe you worship money. The thing that's dominant in your life, that's your God. Now, if you're worshiping God, God becomes a dominant person in your life. He first. Yes, sir, more than anything in the world, more than any tie you know. All right, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've seen the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, one time I was a poor, lost sinner, just a little boy, and I grew up to begin to understand things, you know. Yeah, my mother didn't try to explain to me a great many things. I was a little baby, a little boy, but as I grew up, a little, I began to understand what was right, what was wrong, you see. I didn't know what was right, what was wrong when I was born, a little baby. But my mother said, now that's not right, son, don't do that. My father said, that's not right, don't do that. And as I grew up, I learned something about right and wrong. Well, now you came into this world as a little baby. You didn't know what it meant for Jesus to die for you. You didn't know really what the Bible was. You had your hand on the Bible as a little baby, and you didn't know what it was. But you begin to grow up after a while. And you begin to know a thing. Your eyes got open, and you begin to see it. You got right from wrong. Some people are more mature than others at a certain age. Now, if you're a child of God, you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, I'm a child of God. What does it mean? Well, I came to the family. Of course, I was born into the family. I was born again a second time, and that's the spirit of adoption. See, I might have had a father and mother and I was a little fellow, and somebody might have come along, a father and mother, and say, well, I'll give him away if you'd like to have him. And they could have adopted me and had every claim on me the father has. Yes, sir, obedience and everything else. I'd had a claim on them, too. Adopted child. All right? Now, there was a time when I had no claim on God except the claim of my sin. My sin. That's the only claim I had on God, a sinner. And the only claim I had on God was that Jesus Christ, his son, bore my sin in his body on the cross. And so I came to God, and I took Jesus as my Savior, and God as my Father. I said, Jesus was wounded for my transgressions and bruised for my iniquities. He bore my sin in his body on the cross. He that knew no sin was made to be sin for me. And someone said, you got religion. Well, I didn't think of it at the time, but I really did. I got the right kind of religion. Religion is reliance. The thing on which you rely for salvation, that is your religion, see. I know I'm saved. Well, you say, you must think you're a mighty good man. No, not as good as I want to be. But I'm trusting Jesus. As many as believe in Jesus shall be saved. Now then, I came to Jesus when I was 11 years old. I'd been trying to be saved as a boy. They thought low age ought to be 12. That's supposed to be, generally supposed to be about the age of accountability. But I begged Jesus to save me before I got to be 12. I wanted to be saved. I'd hide out and pray. So I came to Jesus in this meeting when the preacher preached on the time the roof off and left the cripple fell down at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus told the man to take his bed and walk. He got up and picked up his bed and went on home. What a miracle that was. That was a miracle. But you know what? That night in the meeting, I could see the church right now in my mind. The little boy went up to the front. And the best I know how, I took Jesus as my Savior. See? I trusted him as my Savior. And you know, it was a wonderful experience I had. I didn't shout. I just trusted him as Savior. And then I got the promise, him that cometh unto me, I'll no wise cast out. Well, I said, I've come to him. He died for me. He died for me. And he said, if I come to him, he'd take me. And I've come to him. And so I got his word for it. So I said, did you feel any change? Well, I felt very much better when I had enough faith to claim the promise, see. But you know, this thing, you can make an overemphasis on feeling. Now, Jesus Christ bought you a ticket to heaven. He bought you a way to heaven. You got a pass to heaven, but it cost the blood of Jesus Christ. All right? Now, how are we going to get it? Well, I'm just going to believe what the Bible says about it and take it. That's all. Heard a man say one time, a fellow came up to Jesus and knelt down and said the best he knew how, he trusted Jesus and said, I've got his word for it. The fellow said, well, you better have some feeling too. And that fellow talking to him said, you want to feel? I said to myself, if what the fellow needs is not to have feeling, he needs to have faith. If he has faith, he'll have the proper feeling. Faith is a root from which feeling springs, that is normal feeling. If you told me that you'd parted for $1,000 from Bob Jones University at the bank down there, I had absolute confidence in you, confidence in your ability to pay it, confidence in your integrity to believe what you said. What did I do? Well, I'd go ahead and figure I had it. Yeah, by faith. I wouldn't go down and get the money and count it and then say, I'll take it now, put it back and get it later. I wouldn't do that. If you told me and I knew you were able to do it, and had absolute confidence in you, knew you were a normal, intelligent person, I'd take your word for it. Now, a lot of times, I never stop to think whether I feel like I'm saved or not. I don't look for feeling. Your feeling might disappoint you. Devil might let you feel pretty good when you're pretty mean. He might, see. But heaven and earth may pass away. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. Now, if you are trusting Jesus and not trusting anybody else, trusting Jesus, not trusting your church to save you. Trusting Jesus, not trusting some orders to save you. Trusting Jesus and nobody else and nothing else. And the best you know how, you've come to him and put your case in his hands, you know he'll take you. He'll take you. He'll handle the case for you. Suppose I go down here to see a lawyer. I got a case coming up in court. And I say to him, I'd like to get you to be my lawyer. And he says, all right, I'll be glad to do it. Yes, I'll be glad to take the case. And I arrange with him to take my case. Then I go around and say, I wonder if he's able to handle it. See, I pick that out and decide that before I go to him. I try to find out who's a lawyer ought to have for that kind of case. Well, the Bible told me it wasn't salvation in any other name except the name of Jesus. Salvation in no other name except his name. The Bible said he's able to save unto the uttermost all who come to God by him. I just said, well, that's sure strong language. And I read where the word Jesus means the name be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. And Jesus means the Savior. Well, I said, I'll trust him. I'll turn my case over to him. And I'm trusting Jesus as my Savior. I'm not trusting the church to save me. I'm not trusting the ministry I've had to save me. I'm trusting Jesus to save me. You say, well, I thought you had some works in it. Listen just a minute. You work all right if you have that kind of faith. Yes, you work. Yeah, you don't talk to me about a man not working. I don't work to be saved. I work because I am saved. I'm saved by grace through faith. Well, you can't even do Christian work till you're right. You have to be right to do Christian work. Yes. You can't serve the Lord as a sinner. You have to be saved. You become a child of God, a member of the family. You call Abba Father. You can't do it. Why, listen, the flesh profits nothing when it comes to spiritual values. And flesh is a man in the raw man himself. Now, you may do some good to others. You may say, well, I'm going to give that poor woman some money down yonder. She needs it. My heart goes out to her. And give her some money. But that won't take you to heaven. But you know, whatever you do in the word of deed, do all for the glory of God. If you're a Christian and you go down and help that poor woman in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll get a reward for it. You're rewarded as a Christian for your faithfulness to Jesus Christ. You're saved by grace through faith. But the stars in your crown will depend upon your faithfulness to Jesus after you're saved. Yes, everybody ought to understand that. That's simple. We're saved by grace through faith. That not of ourselves is a gift of God. Not of works. Not of works. But listen just a minute. If you trust in Jesus as Savior, you're saved. All right. If you trust in your church as Savior, you're not saved. If you trust in the Lord as Savior, you're not saved. There's salvation no other name except the name of Jesus. He said, him that comes unto me, I'm no wise cast out. And if you come to him, he takes you. That's his word. Remember now, he said he'd take you. If you come to him, best you know how and trust him. You may not understand some of the deep things of God, but you say, well, here I am, Jesus, the best I know how. I turn my case over to you. I'm lost. I'm a poor sinner. I put my case in your hand, and I trust you to save me. I trust you. And if you don't know you're saved right by your radio there this morning, you say, well, Jesus, here I am. The best I know how, I'll trust you right now as my Savior. I'll turn my case over to you. My church can't save me. Baptism can't save me. Doing good to my neighbors can't save me. I'm saved by grace through faith, not of works, grace through faith. And I trust you in my Savior. Now do it if you're not sure about it. Set it right now. Our Heavenly Father, help somebody right now by faith to say, well, Jesus, here I am. Best I know how, I trust you. I know my works can't save me. The church can't save me. But you're able to save me. The uttermost all who come to God by you. And I turn my case over to you, I trust you. And oh Lord, what a difference it'll make, how it'll settle so many things. Care us and keep us and lead us and use us and direct us by the Spirit of God. For Jesus' sake, amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.